Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, well, maybe not so much ladies, but pay attention to this, because maybe you can send me some other tips when I'm all done. A two-part series, today and probably tomorrow, although tomorrow will be a little bit quieter, which is kind of typical for boy stuff. The boy stuff being kind of loud, I guess, is my point. Anyway, this one's for the boys. And today, I'm going to tell you how to get a girl. Now, there will be some people who say, well, but you want a woman, or you want this, or you want that. Listen, there are essentials that do not change, right? That will not change. Some things have changed. I mean, I'm an old man, right? But there are some things that will appeal to women no matter what. And if these things do not appeal to the woman that you are looking for or that you want, well, maybe that's not the one for you. But this is primarily for the regular guys, the blue-collar blokes, the fellas who might not know, might not realize, might not understand how things actually work. And they might be listening to some of these TikTok nitwits or you know, God forbid, Andrew Tate or something like that. Now, here's what I'm going to say about those dudes. They're selling you something. They are salesmen. Okay? I need you to understand this as clearly as I can try to tell it to you. All of these guys who are selling you a subscription or a course or access to the inner sanctum or whatever fucking thing, they're telling you you will be as successful as they are. You won't be. They are telling you you can do anything that you set your mind to, which is true. But you have to recognize your natural limitations. And then you have to try to do things to exceed those. But it's not an overnight thing, okay? You're not going to join Andrew Tate's whatever and then the next week start driving a Bugatti. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be surrounded by supermodels and be a millionaire. It's not going to happen. Even Tate has his bullshit, right? Everybody has their problems. The very first lesson that we will bring out today is, and this is the same lesson for the boys and for the girls. Everybody has the same problems you have on some scale. Now, they might not have your illness, or they might not have your parents, or they might not have, whatever. But they have something in that category, most likely. And they're dealing with the same shit that you are, most likely, on some level. Whether or not you know it or even choose to believe it, it's a fact that people have problems. And everybody, every single human on this planet has problems. So you have to wrap your mind around that truth before you get yourself caught up in the idea that, oh, so-and-so is not having these problems. They are. They are just not showing them to you. They're showing you the successes. They're showing you the wins. They're showing you the good. That's not day in, day out stuff. That's once in a while stuff. They're not telling you all of the things that they have to go through, all of the shit sandwiches they have to eat. They're not showing that to you because that doesn't sell the thing that they want to sell you. So, watch them for entertainment. Maybe have some good ideas. Cherry pick the shit, even mine, from the universe of information that's out there, and then make the decision every day to do whatever those things are. Listen to the experts, and when the experts change their mind, continue listening. Most times, if you have somebody who is genuine and truly an expert in a thing, they're going to know what to do and how to do it. And they're going to show you or tell you what to do and how to do it. And then if they say, hey, you know what? I wasn't right about that. Listen to the people who admit that they're wrong. All the time. Hey, I was wrong about this. That's changed since we talked about it last. The information I got was incorrect. When they tell you that, you listen to those people. Because they're telling you the truth. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. But it's better to admit that they're wrong. It's better for you if they admit that they're wrong than to say, let me try to blame somebody else. Or do the finger point thing. Or whatever. Nonsense. It's just, you have to be smart when you're taking advice from people. Even me. Okay? Because about some things, I will say things that will not apply to you. Or that you can't use. Understand. And here's the other side of the coin. If you're not straight, if you're one of these other whatevers, I'm not sure I can help you. All I'm doing for the boys who want the girls, okay? All I'm doing is sharing years, decades of information, unvarnished and true. First things first, know who you are. You don't. Most likely you don't know who you are. It takes a long time. You will discover things about yourself into your fifth decade on Earth and will continue as long as you live. And if you stop discovering things, then you have to reinvent yourself and figure out why. Because if you stop discovering new things about yourself, you stop learning, you stop living, you stop loving, you stopped all this stuff. For what? Why did you stop it? Why did it stop? Right? That's the question. Know yourself. Know who you are, what you will do, what you won't do. Create a set of boundaries and make those bright lines, highlight them, put up signs, fences, whatever you have to do to maintain your boundaries, do that thing. Because my God, the lack of boundaries is deadly. Deadly. If you let some chippy walk all over you and use you for money or use you for a residence or use you for a car or whatever, because there's a promise of sex somewhere down the line, your heart's going to be broken a lot. Believe me, I know. And it seems like a simple lesson, but here's the trick. Your brain says, hey, she's going to give us the sex, and we want the sex because the sex is good, and we can make more of ourselves. Your brain is kicking into that mode, right? Your hormones are going a million miles a minute. You're still developing. You're 22, 23, 24. You're still developing. You don't know shit from apple butter yet, so you're figuring things out. So is your body. Your brain constantly wants to do stuff because it's a guy's brain. It says, I got to go do this. I got to go do this. I got to go do this. But you have to have that talk with yourself and with your brain, because when you're talking to your brain, or when you're talking to yourself, you're talking to your brain, and that's what has to happen. So, listen, I don't want to mislead or be misled. I don't want to lie, cheat, or steal. I don't want to do any of the stuff that's going to hurt anyone. However, I want what I want out of my life because I am this person today. And if you become a different person tomorrow or over the next year and that person wants something different, that's okay too. It is okay to change, gents. It's okay to be different. It's okay. Not only is it okay, sometimes it's necessary to change who you are, to be somebody a little bit different, a little bit better, a little bit tougher, a little bit stronger. Sometimes it's good. But on the basic principles of being a man, be consistent. Now, you can hear 100, you know, wannabe alpha male fucking assholes talk about what the principles of a man are. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and this is true for absolutely everybody, right? And it starts with knowing who you are. The trouble with somebody saying, well, men are protectors and men are providers and men are this and men are that. Yes. Yes, that's how we started. That's not where we're headed. Not entirely, anyway. The more egalitarian we become, the more balance shows up in our society. So, yes, well, those are male characteristics. Some men are bad at it. You might be one of those men who are bad at it. And here's the thing that you're not going to hear everywhere else. It's okay if you're bad at it. Because you have to know who you are. If you know yourself, and you know what? I'm not a good protector. I'm not a good fighter. I get nervous in conflict. It scares me. Whatever. Try to defeat the fears. Do your best to overcome it. And if it can't be overcome, then you know what you have to do. But above all things, be honest with yourself. Right? If you're looking at a home project, right? And a home repair project. Everybody, not just men, but everybody should know how to repair their own houses. It is absolutely unacceptable that women have given that job over to men. Same thing with cars. Oh, I'm just a girl. I don't know what to do with my cars. That's laziness and it's bullshit. Okay? She will tell you where the minerals in her makeup were fucking mined and how they were made, but can't tell you how to change the oil or even look for the oil in a internal combustion engine car. It's bullshit. It's laziness. Now, some girls want that for themselves, which is another thing that we'll talk about. It's okay to play the roles. I'm going to tell you this because you need to hear it. I need to say it. And it has to be truth pushed out into the universe. The quote-unquote, and I'm making air quotes, but you can't fucking see it, heteronormative things. If you look around anywhere in wherever you are when you hear this, okay? It doesn't matter where you are in the world when you hear this. All of the stuff you see is because of heteronormative things. Because boys liked girls, girls liked boys in a certain way. So they did things that they wanted, that they loved, that they were passionate about, whatever. The whole world has been created around us based on love. Check this. Love created roads. Love created water systems. Love created fueling stations. Love created all of this stuff. Some it's the love of money. Some it's the love of each other. Some of it's the love of humanity for the greater good. All of that stuff, okay? It's a fact. It just is. Now, most of that stuff came from dudes wanting to get with chicks. Boys wanting to get with girls, however you want to define it. It is what it is. That doesn't mean it doesn't mean heteronormative is bad. It just means it's the way that this is. And you're going to say, well, that's not what heteronormative means. Fuck you. I don't want to hear it. Here's what I know. All the gay people, all the queer people, all that stuff, I love you, but you came from straight people. You came from the heteros, right? That's how it happened, right? Because two tab A's and two slab B's can't make a little one. That's how it works. You can adopt, and you should, if that's what you want, because love is love, and love should be triumphed, love should be trumpeted from the mountaintops at every turn. How the fuck ever, it's okay to be all of these things. It's a wonderful thing. But don't just dismiss it because it's quote-unquote heteronormative. Heteronormative is what built us, is what put us together. And we don't have to tear it down for the other one, for the other genders or for the other groups to rise. We don't. This is this way, and it's okay this way, but that is not our way, so we're going to go that way. It's okay. This way is okay, that way is okay. Just don't hurt anybody else. Very simple. So, know yourself. I know that's a long way to get to here, but know yourself. Know yourself inside and out at the time. And communicate yourself to the people that you want to meet, to the girls that you want to meet. Have the courage to go up to whoever it is. here's a fact for you that a lot of people don't, that want, a lot of people want to look down on. Nobody is out of your league. Nobody. Now, you will probably strike out if you're swinging for, you know, a Victoria's Secret supermodel or whatever supermodels are left. I don't even know. And you know, and you're a guy who works at a gas station. You're swinging for the fences. You are. Not gonna, there's no reason to lie about that. But and or however, if you vibe and you make her laugh and she likes you, might something happen? Might you have a thing that happens? Might you connect? Well, sure you might. You don't know, do you? So take the chance. And that's rule number two. Always take the chance. So when you see that really cute girl and she's with a bunch of her friends, if you have the chutzpah, the cojones, the courage, all right, courage, if you've got the stuff, go up and talk to her. Acknowledge her friends. Good evening, ladies. Good morning, ladies. Hello, everybody. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Hi, y'all. I don't care what it is. Hey, Yoons. Whatever. I don't care. Acknowledge her friends. Look at their eyes, every single one. Look at your... Take your right eye. Look into her left eye first. Introduce yourself. And then look into her face. And say, hi, my name's so-and-so. I saw you from across the room. I thought I needed to talk to you. And you'll pardon me if I'm too forward, but I wanted to come talk to you. If that's okay. Sure. Can we go? Can I buy you a drink? And then you extract her from the group. Okay? Here's the thing. Whenever there's a group, right? Whenever there's a group, you can be sure that there's a handful of people, there are cast of characters in that group that one will be supportive, one will be you know, dismissive, one will be antagonistic. There'll be the whole group of them in there. So don't react to anybody else in that group. Be as charming as you know how. And sometimes, you know, the kids call it Riz. We called it charm. It's the same thing. It's just charisma. It's just comfort with yourself. Because when you know yourself, you have comfort with yourself. Uh-huh. And when you have comfort with yourself, what you know, I guess what you know is something that's largely unknowable in a lot of cases, is that you know who you are and what you will put up with. Not what's possible, but what you'll put up with. And it isn't always other people's nonsense. You might not want to put up with, you know, somebody who doesn't like the same music as you, or they like the same movies as you, all that kind of stuff. And you'll figure that out in time. But you have the benefit of building in comfort and confidence into your approach to somebody that you might want to meet. Okay? And although a lot of folks meet online now and all that kind of stuff, then that's fine, whatever. But when you are out in public and in person, and it happens sometimes, do not be afraid to approach someone. And then once you've introduced yourself, ask for permission to continue. Boys, consent is a thing that you need to understand. But not only that, you need to practice. Now, the rules and the laws are all over the place since I was a kid. Since I was younger, things have changed a little bit. But what hasn't changed is that women don't mind interacting, but they know very soon in the interaction how much further down the road they're willing to go with you. And it might not be very far, so don't take rejection poorly, okay? Because you're going to be rejected more often than not. I'll say that to you. But if you find someone you want to talk to, hey, good evening, ladies. I saw you from across the room. I wanted to see if I could come talk to you. Is that okay? Sure, it's okay. And if she insists, can I sit? And if you've got the ends, buy drinks or buy food or whatever it is that they're doing. Offer to spend a little money on her friends, right? Don't be a sucker. You know, buy a round of fake shots or mocktails or whatever you want to do. If you're not a drinker, or you know, buy a round of actual shots. Whatever it is, you're not there to be a predator. You're there to interact, get some connection, and then you're not leaving with her. Don't go to her with the anticipation of leaving that building that night with that woman. Okay? You're just making a connection. You're just meeting that person for the first time and say, hi, my name is whatever it is. Offer your hand. And if she shakes it, that's cool. If not, that's fine too. Don't be offended. Not everybody shakes hands. Okay? If she wants the fist bump, do that. Whatever it is. But as soon as you make the interaction, as soon as you make your introduction, ask the question. Hey, is it cool if we talk? Can we go someplace and talk? Your friends, please, and stay within view of her friends, right? Then watch her body language, right? Watch her body language. And I'm saying this stuff out of order because what comes next is critical. Watch her body language. If she's open, if she's touching you, if she's turned toward you, if her feet are facing you, those are all keys for you to know that she's into you. Now, before any of this stuff happens, lads, I know we like to be comfortable. I know we like to just be chill and all of that kind of stuff. And you do not have to be a clothes horse, which what that means is somebody who just buys a bunch of clothes and buys a bunch of sneakers. And you don't have to be a fashion player, a fashion model. You don't have to do that stuff. But here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to tell you that is as important as anything you will hear today, most likely anyway, about this topic. Develop a sense of style. It doesn't matter what that style is. Be whatever that is. If you're a dude that just likes, you know, like white sneakers and crisp jeans and black t-shirts, be that guy. If you're a dude who likes a three-piece suit, be that guy. But be that guy to the absolute fullest extent possible. And here's what I'm going to tell you also. Be fit. Be as strong as you can. Be as in good shape as you can. But if you're not in good shape, find a style that makes you look nice, like you've given some thought to the way that you look into your presentation, right? And if you do not know how, there are plenty of videos on the internet, there are plenty of guys who will help you, but if you do not know how, go to the fucking clothing store, not Walmart, not where Target or Old Navy or any place you might get your clothes. Go to a men's clothing store and say, well, I want to be this kind of person. I want to look this kind of way. Can you help style me this way? And take those style tips, okay? Ask someone who knows. You wouldn't go into a home project with looking at, you know, I need to replace the toilet. Do you know how to replace the toilet? Fuck no! Well, then you're not going to do it yourself. You're going to find someone to do it for you. Same deal. You don't know how to style yourself. There's no crime in that. If you don't know how to do it, don't do it. Find somebody who does and listen to what they say. Because they don't have anything in you to lie about. There's no reason for a stylist or even somebody at a clothing store to lie to you. I mean, yes, their idea is, the deal is to buy clothes from them. I get that, right? And the more expensive you go. But here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Go to the place where all the rich white people are. okay? Go to your high-end places. Go to Brooks Brothers. Go to, you know, Johnston & Murphy for your shoes. Go look at these places. You don't have to buy things there. But go talk to those people and say, I'm trying to change my style. I need some help. I don't know what I'm doing. Here's the thing. I don't know what I'm doing is the bravest thing anybody can ever say, especially men. I don't know, in this case, I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. So go to a nice, they're called haberdashers, by the way. Go to a nice men's clothing store where they sell suits and ask someone there to help give you a style that will suit your frame better. Okay? Whatever that frame is, if you're tall and lanky, if you're short and fat, doesn't make a difference. Go ask. Because when you have that in pocket, right, and you are comfortable with what's happening in pocket, that's the important thing. You have to be comfortable with whatever that is. If you're in a itch, if you look like your mother dressed you for church, you're not going to come off cool, calm, and collected. You're not going to come off interesting or fascinating or any of that. You're going to come off like a schmuck, and you're going to look like shit. So don't do that. Find something you're comfortable with and wear that. Walk around with it. Interact with other people and with that stuff. Go buy things at an outlet mall, or go to the store, or go someplace else where you can interact with a number of people, and do that. Because you will build confidence that way with the stuff that you have on. So once you've done that stuff, once you get to know who you are and you've created a style for yourself and you've created that confidence and you can just walk up to somebody and introduce yourself, 80 to 90% of everything that follows is just look. Folks, it's just luck. You will strike out a lot, but do not react to rejection. Thank them for their time. Say, no, thank you, I'd rather not. Well, thank you for your time. Please have a good day. And this is 2.0 stuff, but here's something else I'm going to tell you. Buy yourself some good cologne. Even if it's just a wee bottle of it, even if it's just a split, and hang on to it. If the bottle costs more than $200, smell it, and if you like it, go buy it. There's three kinds of cologne, perfume, all that kind of stuff. The stuff you want, this is, like I said, this is a little 2.0 stuff, but while we're on the style talk, right? Smell is a very important thing for women, right? So your breath has to smell good. Take good care of your teeth. Take good care of all that stuff. That should go without saying, but it was a difficult thing sometimes, even for me when I was younger, because I didn't have good training there, because my parents were both in indentures by the time I was born. But it was a different time, right? So take care of your teeth, because fresh breath is a huge problem. If you don't have fresh breath, it's going to kill any chance that you've got. Wear good shoes, but wear the best shoes you can afford and that you're comfortable with. There again. But if you find a scent that you really like, they will like it too, because you are calm when you wear it and it doesn't sour when it's on you. But what you want is EDP, which is eau de parfum. You want the essential oil, the stuff that lasts all day with just a small application. Don't overapply. You know, you don't want to smell like some, you know, greasy hot tub salesman. No offense to the hot tub salesman, but come on, fellas. What you want is a good scent that will last all day, or that you might have to reapply at the end of the day before you go out. But the eau de parfum, and there's eau de toilette, and then there's just cologne, right? You want the essence of the essential oil. So when they make this stuff, when the perfumers make this stuff, they do all of these processes, and it's all of these natural things put into an oil, and it's a whole process, and it's pressed and everything else. But at the essence, what they do is essentially water down the perfume to make the toilette, right? So my old man called it toilet water, but that's what it was. So the eau de toilette is just a less concentrated version of the eau de parfum. And so that's what you want. You want the essential stuff. And Creed makes good stuff. Tom Ford makes good stuff. There are lots of manufacturers. Christophe makes good stuff. There are lots of manufacturers. Figure it out. There are lots of perfumers out there. Go figure out what you want. Go smell things at a department store, which is a great place to go get styled, by the way. Just so you're hip to it. So, you know, your Dillard's or Bell's or whatever department stores are in your area. I don't know where you live. But go smell that stuff and then find online where you can buy a little bit of it, and use it in those times when you're going to be out in public. Because this is the thing, and we'll wrap up part one here. Being out in public is a challenge for a lot of people, and if you're nervous to be out in public, it's something you can overcome, and you can get some help for that, but you should try. Because if you overcome it, you will have a wealth of experiences and knowledge and capability that you wouldn't ordinarily have by just meeting people on dating apps. Dating apps are shit. Okay? It's a garbage fire. And you're hoping to find the one unburned treasure in that garbage fire. You don't want it. But even if you do luck out on dating apps, which it could happen. It happens a lot. The one thing that will kill you the quickest is being boring. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lads, pay attention to me. When you know yourself, you create a style, you get comfortable with existing in public in that style, and you create your own charisma, right? The world will be the path to your door. And they will leave that door just as quick when you're a boring asshole. Okay? So you have to become interesting. And here's how you become interesting. If you want to, only if you want to become interesting and not be, you know, a loner for the rest of your life. If you want to be interesting, travel. Keep your mouth shut and your ears open and travel. Don't let anybody take advantage of you, but listen to what other people have to say. Be inquisitive. Ask questions. Be curious, not judgmental. Ted Lasso. It's true. I don't know if Walt Whitman said that or not, but here's what I do know. That is a great-ass quote that you should pay attention to. Be curious. Ask questions. What's this like? What do you like to eat here? What are your favorite things? What is this area known for? Where do you like to go? Ask questions. Be curious. Be a lifelong learner. Right? Because when you do that, you become interesting, you have your own style, you exude confidence. You will build relationships with other people, because that's the thing that makes people live the longest, is good relationships. What happens? You naturally meet people who are in your sphere. You meet other interesting people. Once you become interesting, once you have a style, once you are confident, you meet other stylish, confident, interesting people. Because you're in places doing things that are stylish and build confidence and are interesting. That's the thing. That's the thing to overcome, right? Because you can you can chase bullshit all you want. You'll never catch it. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but you won't win any benefit. There'll be no benefit to you if you're not if you never get in the door, right? So if you're always outside the club and you can't get in. And on the subject of clubs, I'm of a mixed mind. But here's what I'll say. If you're going to go out to the club, if you're going to go out and have a good time, do it once a month, right? Have a good time out there. Do find other interesting things to do. But if you travel, you're going to be in interesting places and see interesting things. You'll do it during the day or during the night, whatever works for you. But it will happen for you. And you will dig into the stuff that you want to dig into in a way that you may not have ever done before. So the club, you won't need to go to it. And the people in the club, they're there primarily to be a scene person. If you're a scene person and want to meet another scene person, go there. But if you want to meet a different kind of person, go other places. The point is, guys, I don't think there's anything wrong with you, especially if you're young. I think you're fine. I think things are a struggle now. But here's what I want to tell you. There's never been a time in human history when things weren't a struggle. Okay? I've been around a long time, and things have never not been a struggle for me and the people in my generation. It's always been a struggle. Always, always, always. Our parents, we were a burden to our parents. We couldn't even be bothered to get a 15-minute ride to the mall, a lot of us. It was a huge deal because they were so tired. And they were tired because they worked their asses off. We worked our asses off. You have to work your ass off. Nothing in this life is easy or quick or cheap that's worth having. I'll never be able to buy a house. Well, that's obviously bullshit. You won't be able to buy a house where you want, but you will be able to buy a house someplace else. If you have a remote job, live in a smaller town. If you don't want to live in a smaller town, then rent. Yes, there are bad people taking advantage of renters. I get that too. But there are plenty of decent, honest people that are renting space that you can lease to live or to work or whatever. Try. Very hard not to complain. Because complaining, as much as I might do it, complaining to other people eventually drags them down, creates negative aura around you, makes you uncomfortable, makes you uninteresting. And there is the science of pheromones is relatively accurate. We attract each other through the scent and all of that kind of stuff. And if you are a dour Eeyore kind of a sad sack, then you're not going to interest anybody who is around you because they're going to smell the desperation or the sadness on top of you, and it will emanate from you. You won't even know it's there. So don't get yourself in a rabbit hole about anything. And this includes big political things. When it's time to talk politics, never talk politics with your date unless you're politicians. And even then, avoid it. So this is part one. We will leave it here for now. I know I said I was going to leave that here a few minutes ago, but I've got a lot of things to share, and I think that there are some folks who can benefit, and I hope that you're one of them. So Jens, I hope you take the advice that I've gotten or that I've given you and I've shared, and you use it to the best of your ability, because, boy, I tell you what, it can be a challenge some days just to exist. And if you don't see a way out of your spot, sometimes it can be really scary. It can be damning and frightening and worrying, right? But whether you're 25 or 65, you can do all of the stuff that I said and change your style. You can teach an old dog new tricks. You can change who you are. You can. But for the desire to do so, because you sit now in a position that no one has sat before. I came through the digital revolution, and I understand that it's a challenge to share information online or be worried about all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you, you have all the information. You're listening to me on a device that has all the information you will ever need. You can go get it. You can learn it. You can take it in, and then you can practice it. You can do all of that stuff and go check my work. Develop your style. Gain some confidence. Know yourself. All of this stuff is important. Dress well. Do the stuff that you need to do to attract the person that you want to attract. Right? Be the friend you wish to have. Same difference. Okay? So, that's that. Thanks for listening, everybody. And ladies, please, if you're listening and you listen this far, check my work. Am I telling any lies here? What's the skinny, right? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong, right? So let me know that. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This has been the Mind Changers Podcast, and I hope I have changed your mind. My name is Rob Vernon, and we will see you next time. Please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.